What about this project got my attention? Well, we're talking about the greatest story ever told. We're talking about the biggest icon to ever walk the earth. And I think in these times, I was watching TV at home, flipping through the channels, bumped into three consecutive news stations at the time. And they were talking about the bombings, they were talking about everything that's been going on all around the world. Y en ese momento me llega un mensaje de mi manager, Ivan. He's actually in this, there he is right there. And he says to me, you got to check this out. And when I saw it was the demo reel of the version they did in the Netherlands, and I was just blown away. I said, this is beautiful. I've never seen anything like this. And I knew in that moment that I had to do it after seeing the bombings and everything, and then going from such a terrible image to this image of hope and love and compassion. I said, I needed this right now. And I'm sure that as a unit, as a world, as a race, we need to hear this message too. So it was a no-brainer for me from the get-go. I said, let's do it.
Jesus means so much to a lot of people, especially Latinos. Do you feel any pressure playing him?
You know, that's a great question. It's been asked of me quite a bit. And I started enjoying this. I realized that society has painted a picture for us of Jesus where suffering, the word suffering, is involved in it a lot. And that's just so ironic to me, being that we're talking about the main symbol of hope and peace and love, yet I always attached the word religion to that mi culpa, mi propia culpa, and the whole suffering behind it. They focus so much on how much he suffered for us, instead of focusing on how much he loved us exclusively to that. And when I understood that no one could ever fill those shoes, the pressure went away. No human being on earth could ever fill the shoes of Jesus Christ. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. So I stopped trying to fill those shoes, and I understood that it wasn't about me. I told the boys, I told everyone, I said, I want to assume the role of the 13th disciple, not Jesus and 12 disciples. We are 13 disciples, and let's make this about what it really is, the message. The message is bigger than all of us. So that's really why we're all in it, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to spread this message of love, and we had so much fun on that set. Like, there was not one dull moment. There was not one moment where we were dreading it. There was not one moment where I was like, this is so hard, what a challenge. And there were conditions. It was cold as fill in the blank. And we were singing 90% of the time, which is what we're used to. And we're all singers in this cast, primarily singers with acting experience. So we loved that it was all sung, but the conditions were tough. Yet we loved every second of it. At least I did. So the music is mind blowing. It is mind blowing. I'm not even like I don't even have words. Adam Andrews is like a little like demigod. Like he's just like he's not real. He's not real. He grabbed songs, hand chose songs that we know very well. Unconditionally from Katy Perry, Arms Wide Open from Creed, Demons from Imagine Dragon, Home from Philip Phillips, Love Can Move Mountains from Celine Dion, We Don't Need Another Hero, just songs that we know and that different generations are familiar with. You've never heard them in this context, never heard them in this way before, with different arrangements. We're talking about a choir in some of these songs, 40-piece choir with jaw-dropping, skin-chilling, like, memorable voices that just captivate you, and when you see that power just come out of the stage vocally, it's gonna blow our minds away. It blew mine, and you know, the soundtrack to this is just, when you sit down and you hear it, you're like, Adam, what did you do? What have you done, brother? It's special, y'all. It's special. When you hear the music to this, y'all are gonna, I mean, if any of you write something negative about the music, I'm never talking to you guys ever again. It's impossible. It's impossible. I guarantee it. I don't care what genre you like or anything. It's just impossible.
What about the collaboration?
And I was kidding. I'll talk to you guys again. So.
The collaboration with the other artists, what was that like on set?
It was cool. It was, some of us were getting to know each other for the first time. And I think this story really brought us together. Like Chris Daughtry, Royce, I've known Royce. We knew each other before the project, you know. So it was good seeing him again. But Chris Daughtry has become my brother. Like Like, my team is looking at me like, we know. Like, we have a bromance. Like, I'm talking about Judas and I were chilling all the time. Like, we were just hanging out all the time. And everybody at Fox would see us at the dinners together, like, Chris and I, like, just hanging out. And they would just laugh. Like, look at Jesus and Judas, just best friends. And all is forgiven and forgotten. And no, but in all seriousness, this guy is gonna blow all of you away. Chris is so funny. He's not funny in the show. I mean, in the musical, I mean, he's Judas. There's nothing funny about that. But in real life, he's just so charming, so funny. He's so talented. His voice is crazy. A duet with Seal, that's like a dream come true. Legend. Trisha Yearwood is my mom. We look a little different, but she's my mom. And I respect her and admire her so much. And Tyler Perry, narrating the whole thing from his home city. I could just imagine the emotion that's going to come out of that man when he's talking about this story. And he's so invested in it emotionally and in every way that it's going to be special.
Tell us more about what do you think made New Orleans the perfect setting for this?
Very, very easy answer. We're talking about a city that's been hit so many times, yet they resurrect every time stronger than the last. And that just suits the story so well. That's what the story's all about. You know, and we were in New Orleans pre-taping some small things because logistically it's physically impossible. They're closing down an entire city, and this is one of the biggest productions I've seen. It's there's a 20-foot cross, 20 by 20, illuminated that glows in white, and the people of New Orleans, are going to be carrying this cross from one point of the city till they get to the stage, and you're going to see testimonies from real people that can say whatever they want in that moment, what their journey with God is, why they're invested in the story, why they're here, kids with their parents, like just the things that I imagine we're going to see and hear from those people is going to be powerful and moving. So the fact that New Orleans is a part of the show, it makes it even more special.